FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
As you can imagine, so much of the papers this morning is dealing with the fiasco, the ticket fiasco from over the weekend. You got that video I sent you of the price for tickets in Wembley.
Insane.
Yeah. Now, that one went bonkers over the weekend as well.
I can top that because I saw something last night that was saying that there was tickets up for £110,000 sterling. What did you see? The top one you saw was
92 grand for top tier tickets for Wembley for one ticket.
Yeah,
you'd want to be getting a two bed apartment in Lanzarote with that gig.
Absolutely.
For that kind of money. It's just insanity. Absolute insanity. And then in Wembley, the standard standing tickets went to €450. These are supposed to be on sale for, I don't know, what was it, like 100 quid, 90 quid or something like that?
Yes, I'd say. Yeah, it's a standing ticket.
Yeah.
450 quid for a standing ticket.
I'm convinced, and I could be wrong, and this is only my opinion, not the view of my employers.
Okay. when okay, let's do the rest of the show like that.
Right, talking like this has been very precise.
Yes.
But I don't know, I could be talking out my arse here, but how can you prove, if you're the provider of the tickets, how can you prove to everyone that you get rid of the cheap seats first and the expensive ones later? That you don't try and offload the most expensive ones and filter it down?
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true.
Because people that were logging in, and there was one guy who had a screenshot. He was 1,500th in the queue.
Okay.
And he was very close to the end.
Wow, yeah.
And by the time he got in to buy tickets, he was one of the first on, because when he had logged on, he was about 5,000 back.
Okay.
He got to 1,500. And then by the time he got to the top of the queue, all the tickets were 600 quid.
Okay.
You know?
So, yeah.
So if you do the maths on that, like if it's 5,000, there's way more cheap seats than 5,000.
There is, of course, yeah.
But he was put straight into the expensive tiers immediately.
You think there's a bit of that going on?
I don't know. I don't know how this system works, and nobody does. Only Ticketmaster know.
The thing just went bonkers, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've never, ever seen a reaction to getting tickets for a gig like that in my lifetime.
Yeah, I know.
Not even for you too, do you know what I mean? And they've had some massive gigs back in the day and everybody's scrambling to get tickets, but this was off the scale.
And it's because we've been following the soap opera of the Gallagher brothers for 15 years.
Yeah, they've seen
the fights and the arguments and the bickering and the will they and they won't they, and then they did and everyone went, now we gotta go.
Yeah.
I think there was a huge amount of people who didn't really give a toss about Oasis trying to get tickets as well, just to be there.
Yeah. The drama.
And did you see all the battles between the Gen Zers and the Millennials?
It was crazy. Yeah.
You weren't there in the original days. You don't deserve to
go. We're losing tickets to Gen Zers and
You only know Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Maybe that's true. But, tickets are open to everybody. Anybody can apply, I suppose. But there was a lot of hardcore fans that were in bits on Saturday when they couldn't get their tickets. Now, we live in hope that another couple of gigs will be added for you.
Like, my theory is, and this is why I didn't bother with the Oasis tickets. If I want to go and see a band, I just want to go somewhere, buy my tickets and turn up to the gig.
Yeah, I
just couldn't be doing with all of that.
What happened to queuing outside Merchant's Quay?
Exactly.
Like, why can't we just queue up like for days on end? Like the old days where people had like deck chairs and blankets and flasks of soup and they were there for a couple of days.
Sign me up. I'd rather sit and do that than all of this craziness online.
Do a bit of knitting, read an old book, waiting for your Oasis tickets.
Eat your sandwiches, chalk it down.
Anyway, that was the madness of tickets over the weekend. Did you get any? 0868104106. I'd like to do a shout out this morning for my fellow Liverpool fans and Liverpool supporters. Yesterday was it was nice, wasn't it?
Diaz is allowed to go. Luis Diaz. Mo Salah. Diaz! Oh, that's sharp. That is so sharp. And Liverpool are fizzing clear. Sifted on for Salah 3-0. The Egyptian archer, with a quiver full of arrows, scores routinely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
And this is the name of the song as well. I'm Good by David Guetta, by absolute coincidence. What are the chances that should pop up after some Liverpool clip? Anyway, 3 from 3. Onwards we go. Let me remind you of 10-year-old Tom last Monday on the show and what he did on the pop quiz.
And the name Oasis was inspired by A, a drink, or B, a leisure centre. This is a split one.
Okay.
Because Liam joked in an interview many, many years ago, it was Oasis the drink. Okay. And then Noel said it was a leisure centre.
Oh.
So you're correct.
Yay! Tom! Tom, you've won the pop quiz!
Well, come on. Oh, that's so brilliant!
Tom, you just... A 10-year-old Oasis fan has just taken €1,000 off us on the pop quiz this morning. Buddy, I'm absolutely buzzing for you. Are you happy?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
What? Little voice.
I know all their songs, like, so it kind of paid off.
It did.
You know everything about them, man. You know absolutely everything about them.
You are their biggest fan, Tom. Oh, I have
Tom.
No doubt at all.
I play all their songs and stuff, so.
You're so right. Good.
Tom.
Well done, buddy.
Oh, my God. And right throughout the weekend, it was just message after message after message. Did Tom get Oasis tickets? Did the little 10-year-old buddy of ours who won the €1,000? Julianne, how are you?
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
Did we get the tickets?
We did.
Yes! Brilliant! Oh my God, thank God for that.
Not without its challenges, but we got there in the end.
Oh, wow. Tell me, how long did it take to get them?
So I logged on at 7:30 and I was in the lobby waiting. And by the time I got on at 8, there was 244,000 ahead of me.
Oh my God. So you thought this is hopeless. We're not going to get these tickets.
Yeah, but we stuck it out and we eventually got in. And when we got in, there was nothing available. So we got knocked out. Then we did try for Wembley as well.
Yeah.
And we were just 15,000 ahead of us there. And same thing, when we got in, there was just nothing available. So a friend of mine was logged on as well because she had the pre-sale code and had got them the night before.
Okay.
So she eventually got us two, but they were premium, so we had to pay €1,032 for two of them. We were looking for three, but anyway, look, Tom and his dad are going, so we're all good.
So all of the money that little Tom won in the pop quiz is just about got you over the line.
Yes, exactly. Oh, he's going to give the €32.
Oh, that's fair enough.
He's got plans for the rest.
Oh, wow.
And was he chuffed?
Oh, over the moon. Yeah, we did think at one point that we wouldn't have a chance. But anyway, like everybody else, we actually don't know anybody who got them, bar one friend of mine. And she had pre-sale.
Yeah.
With this, everybody else, it was a disaster.
Everyone that's got them on the pre-sale seems to have got them at a decent price, around the 90 mark or whatever it is. But there are tickets going, as we mentioned, on sites for €92,000 for Wembley for top-tier tickets. Like,
yeah, it's insane.
The price of an apartment out in Dubai, a one-bed apartment you can buy for 90 grand.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
The whole of Cork was wondering, right across the weekend, did little Tom get his tickets? He did get his tickets. Well, we've paid through the nose for them. But you're going to go. Which gig are you going to make, did you say?
It's the Sunday night in Dublin.
Okay, oh, that's brilliant. Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just need another grand for a hotel room now and you'll be elected.
I know.
Well, yeah, that's the next challenge.
That's the other side of it. Well, listen, Julianne, thanks so much for taking the call, and send our love to Tom. We hope.
I will do.
I know it's a year wait, but he will have the best night of his life.
He will, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
thank
done.
You so much, guys.
No worries. Take care, Julianne.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Great news. A little bit of good news off the back
so
of this
glad.
Oasis fiasco. Little Tom got his tickets, and everything's good in the world again. I've got a brand new game.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is called Rapid Reply. Now, this is serious. This is serious business here. We've had many Vic versus Rory games over the years. Singular.
Over the year, yeah.
But I have a feeling this is going to be the battle of all battles.
Okay.
And eventually, listeners, we will be getting you on the air and involved in it, okay? But I will have a little prize for the champion of this game after a few weeks.
What kind of a prize are we talking here now?
It'll be liquid. Your favourite.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So the way Rapid Reply works is I will give you something. I will give you a question and then I will give you a letter. You just have to shout out that reply. You don't shout your name out. You just got to go for it. Play along at home.
Okay.
Give me something you would find in a bedroom that begins with the letter W.
Wardrobe.
A window.
Rory takes it. Oh. Rory takes it. That was rapid.
Woo! Well done.
Oh my God. Something you can eat that begins with the letter V.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yay! Oh wow. Yay! Nice one, Vic.
There you go.
Shake the room.
I was dishing out in my house last night. It was in my head.
she's going to take this very seriously, by the way.
Isn't she?
Yep.
Rapid reply. Something that you can wear that begins with the letter F.
Frock.
Whoa!
Oh, no way!
Kids on fire. 2-1. Question number 4 on rapid reply. Can you give me something... Oh, you could have said fanny pack as well, by the way. Something you should not do in bed, beginning with the letter E.
Eat.
Wow.
2-2.
This is close.
It is close.
Okay, rapid reply. One more question to go. Vic.
Yeah.
Rory. Something Cork people love, beginning with the letter L.
Langer.
Oh!
Brilliant.
Is that right?
In what context?
Langer.
Yeah.
Rory takes it.
Well done. Well done.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Look, it's Ellie in Mahon. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so well.
You're so well so for a well. Monday morning. Why are you so well?
Yes, because you know what? Mondays are great, aren't they?
Well, do you know what? I actually love that kind of an attitude on a Monday morning.
I do too.
You might as well.
No choice.
At least you might as well just pretend Mondays are
Embrace
great.
Embrace it, yeah.
Yeah. Totally, yeah, they've started this trial in South Korea today, where they've given people a 4-day working week. So they're going to trial this for a month to see how it works out. Now, if you got a 4-day working week, I've often thought about this one. What would you do, Vic? What would you do, Ellie? Would you take the Monday off or take the Friday off?
Oh, I would take the Monday off.
I don't know. I think Friday.
I don't. I'm not a fan of Mondays. I've told you that before. But you don't mind a Monday. So
yeah, but then Tuesday becomes your Monday.
Don't
you
care.
You got to have a start of the week, so you might as well take that Friday off.
Okay, you're selling it to me now, and it's not as if we have a choice because we haven't been offered.
It's never going to go there. Anyway, Ellie, listen, it's great that you're in good form. Let's turn that good form into a grand. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Elon Musk owns what electric car brand?
Tesla.
Correct. Question 2. In what country did Princess Diana pass away?
Oh, France.
What sports company have a slogan, just do it?
Nike.
Question number 4. Is rapper Drake American or Canadian?
Canadian.
Question 5. How many goals did Liverpool score against Man United yesterday?
I'm going to say 3.
Question 6. Why does it always rain on me is a song by what Scottish band?
Why does it always rain on me?
Oh, God. Is it because
I'm when I was 17? I don't know.
It'll be a travesty if you don't get this. Come on.
R.E.M.?
So, R.E.M.? Jesus. Question 7. What Irish kids TV character lived in a box?
Bosco.
Question 8. Who invented Spider-Man?
Don't know.
Give us a guess. Anyone at all? We're out of time.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
I love it.
Well, he's invented
answer.
Everything else, hasn't he? Tesla was correct. Princess Diana passed away in France. Nike is correct. Canadian rapper Drake, that is correct. Man United, Liverpool, 3 goals, that is correct. I tried to give you a little clue by saying it would be a travesty if you didn't get it right. It was Travis that sang that.
Yeah.
Bosco is correct, and the man who invented Spider-Man was Stan Lee.
Oh,
and if you ever watched,
and you know, I was just about to say,
you were, yeah, I'd say that, all right.
I didn't know it either, Ellie.
If you watch all the Spider-Man movies, Stan Lee, before he passed away a couple of years ago, made a little cameo appearance in all of them.
Did he?
He'd stick his head out the window and shout at the kids or something.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, listen, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors is what we got for you. Ellie,
yeah.
Ellie, you're as bright as a button on a Monday. We'd love to have you back again someday, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
Oh. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Stephanie Rainey. the Queen of the Evenings is on America's Got Talent. She's representing Cork. She's representing Ireland. She's representing Europe at the biggest stage in the world on TV. Yeah. And we cannot wait to see what kind of tricks she's got up her sleeves to see if she can get even further. She's down to the last 11.
She's a legend.
It's so great to see something wonderful happening for such a lovely person and an amazing vocalist. She's just the best. She's also going to be doing a big show at Christmas in City Hall. That will be like hopefully a homecoming party for her. So she's live on air tonight from 7 o'clock, live from LA. Stephanie Rainey, have you seen anybody from Cork?
No, I have not bumped into anyone from Cork. I would like to. I'm sure there's people arriving over this weekend from Cork, so that's going to be nice. But I've bumped into lots of people who love Ireland. We're very popular. But there was a woman that we met that had gone to Cove and was extremely excited about Cove. She loved Cove. So there's just fans. There's fans of Cove in particular here and fans of Ireland in general.
Happy days.
There you go.
Great stuff. She will be live tonight and tomorrow night, live from LA, 7 o'clock this evening.
Yes.
And listen, if you want a little behind the scenes as to what's going on, Steph will get you the update. Now, what about the rehearsals? And I wonder, she's hardly missing work, is she?
Yes, we've started our music rehearsals and there's like an incredible team of people that we get to work with on that. You go in there with one plan and thinking you're going to do one thing, and then they're so good that the plan can change and it feels really good. So it's been amazing. Honestly, it's been amazing so far getting to work with a team like that. Yeah, we've done like two or three so far and there's loads and loads and loads to come. What do I miss most about Red FM? I just miss the team. You were just amazing when I was getting ready to go. You've just been phenomenal and just been phenomenal at keeping in touch as well where we're on this journey. So I miss going in there to my little cave at night and doing my show. But I'll be back in a flash.
Yes, you will. Back in the back cave.
Wouldn't you be so proud of her?
Yeah, so she's there. She's set up and ready to go. She has her team with her. She's picked out what she's going to wear. She's picked out the song. We don't know what the song is. We can't be told anything. It's going to be one of her songs, though, that we do know.
She did confirm that with us last week, didn't she?
Yeah. So if you have relatives over in America and if you have any Irish cousins or anything, get on your WhatsApp and start bouncing over a little kind of campaign of support for her. Yeah. Because she needs as many votes as possible to get even further in this game. Maybe get down to the live final itself, which would be incredible. But like, I think there's 90 trillion American Irish over there.
She's going to have huge support.
She will, of course. Anyway, 7 o'clock this evening, live from LA, Stephanie Rainey.
And defending champion Coco Gauff is out of the US Open. She was beaten in the fourth round in three sets by fellow American Emma Navarro in New York. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Watch out, boys, you're whoa, whoa, whoa. Arnie Slot. He's a mank eater. Sing it, Rory. Watch out, boys, he'll chew you up.
He's not happy with you.
He's a mank eater. All we need
not
is hope.
Not very nice lyric, is it, really?
No, it's not.
He's a mank eater.
Well, like, he could be a mank eater if he eats with his mouth open. You know, those people that
that's,
just...
That's exactly what I think. That's a mank eater.
Yeah. I don't like those people.
Hey, I got a great story for you, Kelly. In an unprecedented incident of arson in Tripoli over in Greece, a 44-year-old Greek woman was arrested for setting fires in forests. Now, you know the way they have, like, you know, with really high temperatures, they have, like, forest fires or gorse fires over there are pretty serious. And this is a punishable offence. She got a 36-month prison sentence. But when she was took to court for setting the fires, she said, "I did it so the firefighters came out and I could chat them up because I want to meet one."
God.
Wow.
This was her tactic for meeting a partner.
I've heard it all.
And she had set probably half a dozen fires over the last year. They eventually caught up with her, but she would light the fire, place would be burning to death, and then the firefighters go and she would wait there and flirt with them to try and get numbers.
For sure, it's not like the Diet Coke man. They're not going to come out and take their tops off.
Not in a fire, no. But
so you think by setting a fire you're going to attract someone whose like main purpose to live is fire safety?
This is reality Tinder, quite literally. it is, isn't it?
Sparks flying,
sparks everywhere. I'm not in any way suggesting that you try that method, by the way, Kevin. I'm just saying.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly. 8:33 on a Monday morning.
Good times. Red FM. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, 7:43 is the time. It's time for the VIPs. It is time for the Viparoonies. Chris Martin and Coldplay. I don't know who's advising them, Victoria, when it comes to winning over Irish audiences. As if they hadn't won them over enough with all the songs and the spectacle of the show. They then go and do an Aslan tribute last night, which was absolutely incredible. They brought out the founding members of Aslan,
yeah.
Billy and the Boys. Yeah. I don't know if the new vocalist came out, the new lad that has taken Christie's role up.
I'm not sure.
It looked, from the videos that I seen, it looked like it was more Billy that was doing the singing with Chris Martin.
Yeah, it was the two of them.
Yeah.
You can kind of hear both of their voices in the vocal.
Oh, so good. And do you know what's really special about that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that song has ever been performed in Crow Park before.
Like, oh.
I'm sure Aslan would have done gigs there back in the day. Would they have?
They must have done. Aslan,
they would have
done
some warm-up acts.
They must have done.
Surely Christie performed in that stadium to 80,000 people before. You'd love to think that. I don't know if it's ever happened.
They would have headlined Crow Park, no?
I don't think so. Really? I'd say it's probably kind of a warm-up act to somebody. Maybe they covered. Does anybody know? Have Aslan done that before?
I'd love to know.
If not, that was really nice for the first time. But,
and what a buzz even to be up there playing with Coldplay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lovely collaboration there. Actor Steve Buscemi apparently broke up a fight at a pub in Dorky on Saturday night.
I heard about this.
Yeah, so he was having his dinner in a place called Bubba's.
Yeah.
And there was two fellas going at each other outside the pub. I can't remember the name of the pub. And he stepped in and basically stopped the fight.
Wow.
Isn't that random and bizarre?
So two fellas pucking the heads off each other. They just stop and look and go, Steve?
Yeah, he just goes, lads, break it up. And then they're just so shocked that who's taking it. Yeah.
Two of them in for a selfie.
Yeah.
Your man's nose hanging off his face. You're going to take a quick selfie with you.
Yeah, but what a legend.
That's
because you could have easily just sat there, couldn't you, in that situation? Obviously, yeah. You're a huge movie star. You could have easily just sat there and waited for somebody else to take control of the situation. But no, he stepped
in. That's mad. That's like Tom Cruise stopping a bank robbery. It's just out of the blue. It's just like, how would that happen? Steve, amazing.
Isn't Dorky where Matt Damon was hanging out when he was over here?
Yeah, he was with his super value bags.
So are they all kind of passing that information on to each other? When you go to Ireland, man, you got to go to Dorky. There you go.
Lads,
so
get down here, lads.
If you're heading there, you might see a few stars. This is really interesting. This is Jonah Hill, actor Jonah Hill. He's been speaking about what it was like working with director Martin Scorsese. This was, of course, on the Wolf of Wall Street film, which I think most people have seen by now. It's really interesting because I guess he gives you a nice insight into kind of what happens off set. Have a listen.
Oh, sorry. You said Jonah Hill.
Jonah.
Then we have to shoot the scene that's not even really scripted. It's just literally like, I quit. Yeah, and I'm talking to my brother-in-law quitting my job. Hey, listen, I quit. It's like one or two lines. And I start doing it. And we do it again. We do it again. We do it again. We end up doing it like 20 times. And he's not saying anything to me. And Leo's looking away, kind of like uncomfortable, you know? Obviously, we know something's not working because or else we would have moved on ages ago, right? And he's like, all right, everyone, let's like take a break. And everyone leaves. And he's like, kid, come here, come sit with me. And we go to the monitors and we sit. And for about 20 minutes, he just reads the newspaper. And I just sit and stare at the wall. And I'm like, what the f*** is going on, you know? You know, after like 5 or 7 minutes of sitting in silence with him, I just like start to naturally relax, you know? Like I'm just kind of chilling out a bit. I'm just like, okay, you know, like chilling. And then after like 20 minutes, he's like, kid, you want to try it again? I was like, yeah. Everyone comes back in. We do it 2 times. He's like, that was great. Let's go. He is such a genius on so many levels that it is inexplainable, basically, you know? His way of getting me to get out of my head and chill out.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that amazing?
So it is 113 sleeps till Christmas, everybody.
Oh, God, Casey.
305 days until Oasis are back together. And and 647 days until the World Cup kicks off. Today's World Coconut Day, I'll just let you know. In case
I like coconut.
In case you want to drink Dutch gold out of a coconut and pretend you're out in Barbados and be proper fancy. And also, making all of the headlines today is the Oasis fiasco of Ticketmaster and the amount of people that were trying to get tickets over the weekend. We don't know if little Tom from the pop quiz secured his tickets.
But we're hoping so.
If mum and dad are listening, please hit us with some good news.
Yeah.
Did little Tom get his tickets?
Yeah.
Because if he didn't, then that's just, it's just the worst ever.
Well, I was asked by somebody over the weekend, could you guys help him to get a ticket if he didn't get a ticket? And I just said, lads,
yeah,
unfortunately not. If we could, we would.
We didn't, like, they see, normally for concerts and gigs, if they need to promote it, they'll send out a truckload of tickets to different stations and media outlets. For this, they didn't even have to advertise it.
No, no promotion, no advertising.
None whatsoever. So no promo tickets came in the door, unfortunately. But
there's not much we can do, unfortunately.
Well, listen, we can try. I don't know. We can put it out there if anyone had got them, and you don't need two of them. You know. But we hope maybe he has them.
Maybe he has them. Tom, if you're listening, get in touch. Let us know.
Oasis' first drummer has said that the bust up with Noel Gallagher that led him to being fired was the biggest mistake of his life.
Yeah.
His name is Tony McCarroll. He wants the original five members to reunite. Of course he does.
He does.
Catching.
I have a clip there, actually, of him talking over the weekend.
I keep wondering if it's down to the band, really. I don't think it is. Never seen prices like that, but isn't any of my business, I suppose. But promoters, this, that, and the other, who knows what's behind the scenes. They are a little bit expensive, considering back in my day we were to be in Oasis and selling the tickets to a pittance, and we really did think about the fans. I've got a feeling that the band, after seeing their statement last night and reselling tickets and stuff like that, they are on the fan side. So, you know, when they roll onto certain websites for triple, six times more, you know, I don't think that's fair, really. There should be some kind of control over that.
Surely they brought in all this ticket touting rules years ago, like where you had to sign up with your phone and your email address and the tickets were assigned to your name and they couldn't be bounced on.
Yeah.
So how were tickets ended up on sites hours later?
It doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah.
So did they stop it, or is there something now that you can just override all of that? I don't know.
Wow. Anyway, did you have any luck over the weekend? Did you get them? 0868 104 106. 7:13 is the time. Cian de Crow.
Yeah.
The incredible Cian de Crow went on his Instagram last night and put up a video, and I was watching it and everybody had the same reaction to it. It was devastating.
Yeah.
He's talking about something deeply, deeply personal that happened to him as a kid. And he's talking about a new song that he's put together, and it's based off what happened to him. Now, I don't want to go into too deep into the topic at this hour of the morning because I'm conscious of little ears listening. But as I think you can imagine where this is going if you're not familiar with the story. It was something that happened to him as a child. And he has put this song together because off the back of it.
This song is basically really about how somebody can do the worst thing possible to you, and that they can fully break you. And it can affect you for the rest of your life, and you can be so hurt and damaged by it in so many ways that you like don't even realize, and somehow you like still can't hate this person. And I don't know what it is. I don't even know what or why I feel that way, or why I'm even writing this song, to be honest. I think it's just something that I had to write about, but I think it's just really important, and I think I just really wanted you guys to know this.
It's like, for somebody to do that is just the bravery of somebody to come out publicly and talk about stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's amazing, Cian de Crow. You're an incredible young fella. You really are. You can see the full video on his Instagram if you want to go into it. But just a little bit of a kind of pre-warning, just in case you're affected by what he's talking about, please also talk to somebody because there's lots of help out there. For lots of people who have been in the similar situation, but I thought that was incredibly brave of the man.
Very moving, and
yeah.
As you said, it takes an awful lot of guts to come out like that and be so open and so personal about something that's happened to you. So fair play to him.
Yeah, good man, Cian. All right, 7:15. This is Red FM. I want you to stay.